call we did, well, the one 2 weeks ago. Most everyone's questions were, interestingly enough, about product creation. I don't know where all those people are today, but most of the questions were about creating products. I covered those questions really pretty in-depth. There are some things I wanted to clarify because I didn't really get confused. It's just my mind didn't have, like, total clarity at the time. I wanted to clarify it for you. Promo dashboard contains how to create your squeeze page, researching your target audience, creating the freebie for people to access, and so forth. That's what promo dashboard does. It's about building your list, getting people on the list, sending emails and making sales, doing teleseminars, doing your blog. All of those things are covered step-by-step in promo dashboard. Productdashboard.com is obviously about creating your info product. So if you want to set up interviews with experts, if you want to know how to record the interviews, if you want to transcribe the interviews, if you want to create your graphics, you want to create your download page, all of those things are part of product dashboard. So we got two things. One's promo dashboard, that's for promotion. Product dashboard is for creating products. That should be self-evident, but I wanted to clarify that because I think a couple times on the call I said product dashboard when I meant promo, and I said promo when I meant product. So I just wanted to make sure we're 100% crystal clear on that. Now, let's talk about where you should be in this process. Where should you be in this process? Because, you know, I remember on the last, before the last call, I'd had somebody email me and say, well, Marlon, you know, I'm not going to continue 18 because it's over my head. Well, there's nothing here that should be over your head because all the details, all the mechanics are covered in different products, primarily for most of you, either product dashboard for creating your own products or promo dashboard for promoting products. The purpose of these calls is for you to come on and troubleshoot, get some additional inspiration, get some additional ideas, and then bring any stuck point that you have and try to get you moving, try to get you off of, you know, center. Or if you're getting stuck, chances are I've been there. I've done that. Whatever your problem is, chances are really, really, really good I've dealt with that in the past. So that's the purpose of these calls. Now, let's talk about product creation. Product creation is not some huge ordeal. A couple ways you can do it. One way is you find the experts, and again, in product dashboard, I give you the template email to send to the people. I mean, you should be able to send out those emails in an evening, literally, one or two evenings, line up some interviews. The email gets a very high percentage of response to people agreeing to the interviews. Line up the interviews, interview them, record it with freeconferencecall.com. Go on to Elance, get a freelancer.com, one of the sites, send it out, get it transcribed. Now you got audios, now you have a transcript. And if you use what's in product dashboard, we have templates there for your download page. You throw up your download page, use automateyourwebsite.com. You throw up your autoresponders and your shopping cart. You got your affiliate program built in, and you're in business. Now, once you got that, you got to, like, get people to sell, right? Now you got your product ready. Now you got to get people to sell. That's where promo dashboard comes in. Now, there's a little bit of overlap because before you create your product, you need to know what your target market is. We talk about researching the target market in promo dashboard. I talk about a lot more in depth if you're just stuck on finding your target market. We have a product at pushbuttontargetmarket.com, which is really like an advanced troubleshooting product to try to help you get over the hump of choosing or selecting your target audience, your target market. Now, so you should have some kind of target audience picked. Group of people, common problems, interests, who buy stuff and are known to buy stuff by the pattern in their life of buying stuff. One of the easiest ways in today's world to do that is go to Facebook.com, join it, and then just look at the vast array of groups that you can join and are available. You go into those groups and see if anybody's selling anything to anyone, and if they are, then, you know, someone's making money, right? You see what's being sold. You know, you participate, you find some forums at big-boards.com, big-boards.com, that's in promo dashboard, how to use it. But you go there, you find the forums these people are in, now you can start seeing who's selling stuff, who has the list. These aren't competitors, these are possible JV partners because they're building lists. So now you know that people are buying stuff, you know they got lists, so now you know you're good to go to create a product. You find some experts that you want to interview, and we talk about doing that in product dashboard. Where do you find the experts? You interview the experts. Get it recorded, get it transcribed, throw it out. Get a freelancer is good. Rent-A-Coder is good. Elance.com is good for finding people who can transcribe inexpensively. You get it transcribed. Now you need to create a PDF out of it. And when it comes back to you from the transcriptionist, you may have to clean it and edit it. I personally like OpenOffice. You can also do it in Microsoft Word. OpenOffice is free, openoffice.org. And actually, I really love using OpenOffice. And they have a Mac and a PC version. You open the sucker up in OpenOffice, you edit it, file save as, export as PDF, done. Now you have a PDF. Now, you may want to hire a graphic designer, throw a little ebook cover up there. There are a lot of graphic designers available. Some of them I referred you to in Product Dashboard, but like Design Guru Ryan is really good. Oh, geez, I can't even remember some of them now. There's a guy named Carl Warren who's in Marketing Warriors who does nice ebook covers. The easiest way to find ebook covers is just kind of to surf around on the web. You see the different stuff that comes in your email. And when you see a nice website, scroll down to the bottom. About 50% of the time at the very bottom of the web page will be the name of the graphic or the website of the graphic designer who did the website. There's Darren at graphicsgenie.com, who's a very talented guy and did some stuff for me recently, real talented guy. I already mentioned Design Guru Ryan. He does good work. There's really an awful lot of people out there. I think Extreme Web Graphics, I don't know the exact URL, but I've seen them quite a bit, and they do some really nice work. There's a whole lot of designers out there that do really nice work. Now, we teach you all the basics in Design Dashboard, but when you're getting started, you probably just want to throw it out there and get something done. How much does that cost? Well, you can get ebook covers done for, you know, $50, $100, up to $250. And sometimes they'll have a package. They'll do the header for the sales letter. They'll do the e-cover, and they'll do a couple other things for you, and it's maybe $250, which you can't beat that. You may need some banner ads for your affiliate, so they may throw in some banner ads. We also use $20banners.com, $20banners.com, $20banners.com. We use those to have banners created. You know, I can't say they're the world-class, world-beating banners, but they're very good, very professional, you know, banners, and I like them. And they do a fast turnover, and they do a pretty good job on them. And you can get the PSDs, the Photoshop files. Then if you have Design Dashboard, you know how to open the PSD and Photoshop Elements and do a little bit of text editing on it, change the text or change a little bit of a color on it or something like that, just something real basic. Maybe move something around a little bit. So how do you choose your target market? We've really covered that. I think it's covered pretty well in Promo Dashboard. Again, if you need the troubleshooting help, you go to pushbuttontargetmarket.com. It's a product, not particularly expensive, and it's really in-depth help on the topic. You want to create your first product. One way to do it is by interviewing experts. If you're an expert yourself, you can have someone interview you, record it, transcribe it. Now you got a recording, you got a transcription, you're off and running with your first product. Another way to do it is if you meet some people in forums and two or three of them want to create products or are already creating products and you want to joint venture on a product, you all hop on free conference call. You all have a free-flowing discussion or put together an outline, and all of you pitch in and talk on the topics and help out. You record it, transcribe it. All of you share the cost of the transcribing. All of you have a product that you now own. If you're a fast writer, then you can write your product and you don't have to talk. Some people are like, well, how am I going to create a product because I can't talk because I have an accent or whatever? Well, write. And then you're like, well, I can't. You know. I've also seen people that write it out and then apparently have somebody else record it, and they'll do video. They'll do Camtasia videos, which I'll talk about in just a second. They'll do videos, and they'll have somebody else do video. I've actually seen that more than once, and it works fine. Camtasia Video is a great little way to create products. You can use the PowerPoint slide thingy on OpenOffice. I forget what they call it. It's not PowerPoint, but it does little slides kind of like PowerPoint does. That's free. Or you can use PowerPoint. Throw up your PowerPoint slides. Turn on Camtasia, or there's a free product that does screen capture video called Cam Studio. We cover those in Product Dashboard. Flip that puppy on. Do your little recording. You need a decent mic. We'll talk about mics here in a second. Record it. Save it as Flash. And now you've got a product you can deliver online. Or you've got a freebie to get people to opt into your list. can do it either way. And again, you can CamStudio or Camtasia. We use Camtasia because I like it better than CamStudio because it's a little bit more flexible. And we're used to using it, and so we use it. But there's nothing wrong with CamStudio. So that's a little bit about product creation. Now you can write. You know, some of our stuff we write. Writing, I don't always recommend as the first choice. A lot of people are really slow writers, and they spend 6 months or a year creating a product, and by then it's too late. Now, here's a really hot idea on coming up with product ideas, ideas for your free reports to get people to opt into your email list, ideas for products. You go to the forums that people go to, and you sort the threads. excuse me, I do have a little bit of a cold. So if I'm, like, hacking and coughing, I sincerely apologize. You go to the forums and you just sort the posts by the number of views and reads and all of that, and you can see what the hottest topics are. And typically you can even search in the last 6 months and see what's hot in the last 3 to 6 months, and that's what you create your product on, or that's what you create your freebie on, or if you need to cover topics in your ebook, you just take the top 10 hottest threads, the hottest posts that have gotten the most responses and replies and views and reads. And that's what you do your topics on. This is simple. I mean, I think people tend to overcomplicate it. Now, that's product creation. It's not really that huge, massive of a deal. I do think the graphics are an element, and I think having some decent graphics, a nice e-cover and a nice header for your sales letter pages, to me it's important. You don't got to spend $1 million to get it. And if you're really, really, really broke, you can go on Elance or get a freelancer and probably get it done for $20 by somebody in God knows what country. But, you know, I think a little graphics there and so forth. Now, one of the other sticking points people get to is, okay, well, how do I sell the thing? Well, you need a sales letter. Okay, well, I can't write a sales letter. What do I do? Well, you have several options. One is push-button letters. It won't get you a great sales letter, but it'll help teach you all the mechanics of writing a good letter. And if you take that and then you study some other materials on copywriting, you can do pretty decent. I mean, an awful lot of people out there are writing their own sales letters. Let me put it that way. And they're doing pretty darn good sales letters. And they ain't spending 5 and 10 years and spending thousands of dollars for copywriting courses to do it, not from what I've seen. I've seen it. Maybe they're quick studies, but I've seen – I just think of, like, Lee McIntyre. He's been in the game, like, a year, and he's just doing incredible. I think he did $200,000 his first year. You know, I've kind of become friends with him because he's a cool guy and I like him. You know, and he's writing his own sales. He's done a pretty darn good job of it, and as far as I know, he hadn't spent millions on some copywriting course. He's just kind of studied other letters, what other copywriters are doing. He's probably bought a few products on it. And now, in our interview in, I think it's in Promo Dashboard, if I recall. It's with Keith Baxter. Keith tells how he's gotten sales letters written for $200 using guru.com. And if you desperately need a sales letter, can't write yourself, don't want to learn to write yourself, can't write worth anything, I highly recommend that you use that Keith Baxter method for getting your sales letter written. Now, what about taking orders? Well, you're going to need a shopping cart. You know, you have a lot of choices in doing this. The easiest way to start out is with automateyourwebsite.com, free 30-day trial. You have ad tracking built into it, affiliate software built into it, the autoresponder and the email broadcast built into it. It's really everything all in one. Your really heavy-duty emailers, you know, a lot of us use Aweber. It gets more complicated, though, because now you've got a separate ad tracker. Now you've got to find something else for the shopping cart, something else for the affiliate software, and it starts getting really complex quick, to be honest. I'm still not happy with our systems on that, but it's about as good as it can get in today's environment. All right. Now, so you got your sales letter up. You either wrote it yourself, worked enslaved, and studied some copywriting stuff and managed to get a pretty good letter together yourself by studying other people's successful letters, or you hired someone. Now, where do you go from there? How are you going to get traffic? How are you going to make sales? Well, this is where, like, a lot of the big-ticket courses seem to be sold are things related to getting traffic, whether it's doing your sophisticated product launches and joint ventures, which personally I don't recommend a newbie does, although I've seen people pull it off, so I can't say don't do it. There are newbies who have pulled it off. So you have that option. Traffic is affiliate traffic. The idea is when you go into these forums and you start making friends in the business, the people who own the list, And, you know, you try to recruit them as being affiliates. Maybe you do cross-promotions. They promote your deal, you'll promote their deal, and so forth. So I really love affiliate programs, the best source of traffic. That's built into automateyourwebsite.com. Let's see, in addition to that, pay-per-click can be really good. A lot of people build their businesses on pay-per-click, but Google's a pain. I mean, it's like something you have to study and just keep up on because Google changes the rules. I don't know why. Like, I can't even get them to run a campaign right now, to be quite honest. I got to go back and, like, I had to try to somehow contact support if I could find support. It's really a pain. But that can be really great. My friend Dagan Smith, the Interviews of Promo Dashboard, Dagan does killer with Google AdWords. I know a lot of people that built their businesses on the backbone of Google AdWords. I like affiliate marketing personally. I'm revamping our affiliate program. Things change rapidly. The product launches within the context of internet marketing have changed affiliate marketing a lot. You don't have that problem very much if you're outside of internet marketing. Article writing is a real good way for newbies or beginners to get traffic. It's free. It ain't going to get you a million gazillion visitors, but it will get you traffic to your website, and it's free. Write an article every day. There's a lot of e-books out there that cost like $7 to show you how to write an article in like under 5 or 10 minutes. Literally, I talked to writers that thought it would take them, they didn't think they could write an article of 350 words in a day. I'm not making this up. There's people out there doing articles in 3 to 5 minutes. There's a lot of people on Elance and the places that will do the articles for you. The problem with that is I think the content does matter. I'd write the articles myself personally, try to make sure they have good content. How do you get good content? Well, I'm in a target market. I really don't know that much about it. Blah, 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 blah. What do I do? Well, what you do is you become a member of the target market. Preferably, you find something you're really passionate about where people buy a lot of it. So now you're a member of the target market, and you can create products for it. I'm personally doing this. This isn't just something I say. I live, you know, I'm not a person who tells you to do things I don't do. I'm right now a member of a different target market other than internet marketing. I'm very passionate about target audience. I plan on launching products within it. But I've been a member of it now for a year, a very active member of that target audience. I understand how they think. I know who they listen to. I know what they buy. I know what they don't buy. I know everything about these people. You think I can't sell to them? See what I'm saying? I know these people like the back of my hand now. You become one of them, it's not that hard to sell to them. All right? Now, that's really the process. And I want to talk to you about levels. I literally believe in internet marketing there are levels of game. And one of the reasons, one of the things that goes on in internet marketing that's going on right now, and it happens all the time, is somebody comes out with a big, huge new product. That's a $1,000, that's $2,000. They do a huge, massive product launch. Everybody and their dog endorses it. Everybody believes and thinks that because everybody else is endorsing this product, it must be the greatest thing since sliced bread. Everybody perceives the people who are doing the biggest launches being the best internet marketers, da-da-da-da-da. You know, take that for what it's worth. What that really means is they're the best networkers and they play the game the best. That, you know, it's all political, quite frankly, who promotes who. It's all about how do you want to make friends with people? Do you sometimes want to promote crap to your list that you don't believe in just so that you can be a member of the circle and all of that kind of junk? I don't really play that stuff much, a little, but really not a lot. My point on this is the problem is a lot of those products, when everybody buys that product and starts doing whatever it is, it stops working, which I won't call out specific methods or techniques, but this is going to happen. If it's a highly specific technique or set of techniques and everybody jumps on the bandwagon, it's going to break. I don't care if it's a Google traffic method, if it's a whatever this or whatever that or whatever the other method. It's law of supply and demand. Everybody starts doing it, whatever the method is, it ain't going to work at the same level at least because people get into this, like the current one that's being promoted is a $50,000 a month doing this deal, you know. Well, yeah. But not after everybody and their dog does it. Maybe. I don't think so. Maybe. I doubt it. Because I'm just not on board with that. I think marketing really boils down to knowing who the target audience is, coming up with some free things that are enormously highly attractive to them to get them on your email list, sending out emails, building a relationship, sending some emails that have value. If people stop reading or responding to your emails, you're sending too many pitches. You need to send more value. If you're not making sales, you probably need to ramp up your pitches a little bit. Don't send all pitches to your customers, to your buyers. Now, what if people are just on your prospect list, like the interview with Ben Hart, Ben just emails people every day, twice a day, I think. And that's okay for prospects, but for your customers, you know, you got to send them some value too. I like what Lee McIntyre does personally. I think Lee's just really a great guy. He sends a piece of content, and then he sends a piece of content, and a pitch. You can also do, like, pitch, content. It's a little less work intensive, but I like his style. So you send out, you have this relationship with these customers. You create, you build out your marketing funnel, meaning more expensive products, et cetera. And that's really your business. You know, I mean, a lot of these products and stuff that come out, they're great for the promoters because they'll make a million off of it, 5 million, 10 million. But how did the people who bought the products really fare out? You know, I'm not sour grapes. I spent a lot of my own education, and some of these things have some really good methods and techniques in them. But some people feel like they've got to have these or they're never going to be good at marketing or whatever, and I just don't see it that way. I see marketing as really being a relatively simple process. You find your target market. You find out who they are, what they think, what they believe, how they feel. You become a member of that target audience. You create, and then you just start standard marketing stuff. Standard marketing stuff means creating free reports, free videos, free teleseminars, free webinars, free stuff for them to enter your marketing funnel, then something cheap for them to buy, and then gradually you have other teleseminars, other offers. You work your way up the chain, right? It's very similar to just dating, you know. You start out with, you want to go grab a cup of coffee, and then after that it's, hey, you want to have lunch, and after that it's, hey, you want to have dinner, then after that it's like, hey, do you want to go catch this show? All right, cool, yeah, sure. And it's just it's a progressive relationship. And the next thing you know, you're married, you have kids and a white picket fence, and the next thing you know, that's it. You know, it's a marriage. It's a marriage with a customer. So this is the process. I don't see that this is like some huge, massive, unattainable thing for people. And there's a lot of little tricks and secrets within it that we can talk about probably at different times, and I talk about on some calls. My concern is it seems like people never get past the step of choosing the target market or getting the product created, and they're just stuck there forever. So that's my goal here, is just to try to get you guys and gals into action. All right, so let me check and see how many people we got on our call now. I'm guessing Christmas time, blah, 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 people are shopping. It's not a big number, but hold on 1 second. All right, so that's what I thought. We have some people on the call. It's not a huge number, so I'll be able to talk to you guys and gals individually. If you press *6 before to mute out your background noise to speak during the call, you will need to press *6 again to be able to speak. If you have background noise when I'm talking to somebody else or you're talking to somebody in the background, there's music on or God knows what, please press *6 again. Again, if you do speak during the call, you give me permission to use likeness, you know, sound recording of your voice in perpetuity worldwide without royalty or recompense. That goes for any call I pretty much ever do. All right, guys and gals, there are no bad questions. There are no wrong questions. My only objective is to help you get started, to help you get on this process, understanding you're going to get it wrong. Your first things probably won't work well. You'll make some mistakes. Hey, that's part of life. You know, that's part of what we call the learning curve. Your first things don't work out good, typically. So you may get lucky. If you do, more power to you. But, you know, don't feel like if you do two things and neither of them work. I mean, my first product that I really put a lot of effort into was how to avoid TV repair ripoff. I wrote this whole manual on it. I ran an ad. I tried to sell it for $5. I ran an ad in a TV guide trying to sell it for $5. You know, it didn't occur to me that people that had a TV that was broken wouldn't be reading the stupid TV guide. You make stupid mistakes when you're starting out. It's a bit of a learning curve, but if you do it 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you know, somewhere along there it does get easier. Now, there are people that hit it right off. Lee McIntyre, his first month, he made $7,000. That's atypical. That's not normal. It can be done. It's not normal. All right, so let me hear from you. Let's hear what your sticking point is. What's stopping you? Where are you at in this process? Again, there's no bad or wrong questions, and let me just see if I can get you over your sticking point today and get you on the path to where it is that you want to be. Who wants to go first?
This is Nancy. I'll go first. I have kind of a technical question. Hi. I've read a lot of products and taken courses, on list building, and the final thing is always, the download page, in the sequence. And no one ever has mentioned to me how that works. Do I need a special script?
Okay, well, in a product dashboard, we have an icon on the download page. It's like on row 4, I believe, and we have download page templates.
Okay.
So it's in product dashboard, step-by-step how to do it.
Okay.
How to create the links, everything is there on that icon.
Okay, great.
So it's about, I mean, I'll be happy to talk to you about it, but it's like it's done so much better step-by-step in the products that I just refer you to them. But I think it's like row 4. I don't remember. It could be row 4 or row 5. I'm pretty sure it's row 4, and it's like icon 3 or 4 where we did, because I remember going through and doing it, and we created a little download page templates for you and blah, 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 the whole little deal. I mean, the download page, a couple little nuances. First of all, I mean, just creating your link, you take your, like, your PDF, and you use FTP to upload it to your server.
Right.
And then you create the link to download it. So if it's a PDF called method.pdf and your domain name is stupidtricks.com, it's going to be the path to it that you're going to link it to, stupidtricks.com/method.pdf.
Right.
Or if you create a folder on your server called folder 1, then it's stupidtricks.com/folder1/method.pdf. Mm-hmm. Now, there's the issues of how do you password protect all of that stuff, and how do you make those things happen. And we address that at link in product dashboard. In the last row, we give you several different ways to do that. I'll present a range of options here just so you understand your options. Number one is a lot of people sell using ClickBank. The advantages of using ClickBank are you can get affiliates pretty easy because there's a whole lot of affiliates that promote ClickBank products. One of the things about ClickBank is they kind of have it made fairly easy for your product delivery and so forth. They just send people to a thank you page. If you use something like ClickBank, there's a product called DL for download, DLGuard, GUARD.com, DLGuard. And if you use ClickBank, it's fine to use that product with ClickBank. We use, and in the last row of product dashboard, we explain how to use it. We use a product called A-Member. A-Member password protects, like, it's kind of like a little membership site. It issues the people a password so that they refund, you can lock them out. It's a little bit more complicated to set up. It's not too horrible, but you'll probably need to get technical help with it. There is an A-Member forum when you buy it, and you can find people in the forum to help you out with it. And we provided some pretty good instructions in product dashboard on using A-Member. The advantage of A-Member is, let's say they buy 5 products from you, as long as they log in with the same email address, which, frankly, they don't always do, but as long as they do, all their products that they purchased will be in there under one account, so it lowers your customer service. Now, and we present other options. I believe with Automate Your Website, that automateyourwebsite.com has a product, a digital delivery option, where then they'll issue people the vanishing URL that's only good for, like, I forget, 72 hours or something, and then it disappears. So it's another way to password protect. The Automate Your Website, which is my private label, one shopping cart for any of you who are curious, it also will integrate with A-Member if you want it to. So in product dashboard, we cover a range of options on your download page and some different ways that you can do it. Again, a lot of people use ClickBank. The thing I don't like about ClickBank is you only get paid like once or twice a month. For running a business, to me, that sucks. Because, what if a bill comes in you didn't expect and you ain't getting paid for another 7 days? I like using PayPal and running my own systems, because if I got a bill, I can send out an email and I got spendable money in my account within, it's instant. So that's my best feedback on that. Does that answer it at all, or is there something more specific you want to drill down on? Is there a specific download page issue you're having?
No, I just thought there was that. I completely understand how you upload stuff, and I completely understand
okay.
how you download stuff, but I had this notion, I guess, this delusion, that there was some sort of special script I needed so people could actually download it. You know, like
No, there's no special script needed so people can download. The only issue is password protecting it so that they can't pass it around to their friends.
Okay. That's very helpful.
See, that's what these other things are really created for, is to try to prevent, to try to protect your intellectual property. As far as the download, no, let's say you have a flash file. So it's like a Camtasia video.
Mm-hmm.
Camtasia videos, if they're under 10 minutes, it's going to be saved as a SWF. A Camtasia gives you, but it gives you all the little files to upload into a folder. And so you just create a folder, let's just call it video one, on your server. You right-click or whatever it is, I forget, create a folder. And then you just upload all the little files Camtasia gives you there. And literally then their download path will be, you know, yourdomain.com/video1 or whatever you call that folder. And the video will play. Now, at that point, it's not password protected.
Okay. That makes
sense.
So
then to add in the password protection is where things get a little bit more tricky. You use something like DLGuard. You use a member, or there are some other solutions.
Okay, great.
But as far as the downloads, no, literally you just upload the files to your server and give them the path directly to that PDF, to that video or whatever,
okay.
And that's it.
Now,
right. Like Camtasia creates an index.html page for you. So if you create a folder called Movie1 and you upload all those Camtasia files that Camtasia gives you, it includes the index.html. So you don't need to give them, method1.swf, the actual video link. You just send them to the folder, /movie1. It's already got an index.html page there. So that just brings up the video already for the people to click and play it. It's very so easy. You just take those files Camtasia gives you and upload them. If it's a PDF, you upload the PDF. And you just give them, you know, yourdomain.com/whatever the folder is/the PDF name.pdf. They click that link, and it downloads. So does that help you with that?
It helps me a lot. Thank you.
All right, cool. It's really not that complicated. There are some issues, though, with the password protection. And we do a pretty good job in Product Dashboard of helping you with that. I can't say it's flawless because – seems like there are a lot of different ways that people do it. To be honest, a lot of people use a member just like I do. It's not the world's easiest, but neither is it the world's most complicated. There's quite a bit of people out there who know how to use it, so you can get help with it. And frankly, it's cheap. I think it's $100 or something. And it's pretty robust. So it also creates your customer database for you and other things like that. We like it, and that's what we use. And probably the vast majority of people in our business, as far as I know of, I'm guessing they probably use a member. So, all right, who has another question I can help you with today or help you get unstuck or help you get going?
Hi, Maury Breacher here. I'm sorry I sound like death warmed over, but I got a cold.
Hey, I got a cold too, Maury, so we're on the same page.
Yeah, okay. Talk about mistakes. One of the biggest, of course, is not really scoping out the competition before you create a product, and I'd made that mistake.
Uh-huh.
But I'm wondering, I've got a product which is low glycemic recipes, okay?
Right.
Now, my low glycemic recipes are the real low glycemic recipes, and I prove it by giving what is called the GI and GL. Which comes from the glycemicindex.com, which is a non-profit university thing, and you can look up foods to get that information. Now, the problem is there's a lot of competition out there. I'm looking right now at a low glycemic index cookbook, 125 no-nonsense low GI recipes. However, when you look at their recipes, They don't give you that GIGL. They don't even give you the number of calories, the number, the fat grams, the carbohydrate grams, the sodium milligrams. I provide all that stuff because I'm wanting people to know in the drip process of using these recipes, they'll pretty much figure out subconsciously what a healthy diet is because they'll be able to see the contents of these. The other recipe books, you know, they don't do this. Also, I was planning to...
Okay, so I have a very easy solution for you, Mari, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to interrupt you just because I don't need to know anything more because I already know the answer to your problem. Number one is, Mari, you know all those things that you were just explaining to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you take and you write it all down exactly the way you just told it to me. That's what your sales letter consists of.
Yeah.
Everything you just told me needs to be in your letter.
Okay. I agree, and I'm actually working on that, that's nice to hear.
Exactly the way you just told me, no different. That's a large sales letter. Now, you've got to go in and explain why this GI is important and why that's important and that other people don't give it, and here's why you need to know it and how you're going to use it and blah, 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 blah. But basically, you tell them what you just told me. Now, I have some more good news for you. Is this the product that you created where you created this product, there's some competition, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the good news. You may have competition, Mari, but they ain't on Google. So what difference does it make, see? Because let me tell you what I'm talking about. I'm at Google.com, and I just searched low glycemic recipes, okay? We got one person with a children's diabetes thing. All right, fair enough, but it's diabetes-friendly desserts. Well, okay, you ain't got just desserts, so that's not a lot of competition. It's targeted at children. There is one, here's one competition, low glycemic recipes, the ultimate low glycemic recipe source, free recipes, menus, and more. Okay, so that's one competitor. The next competitor, glycemic index list, relax, take a deep breath, we have the answers you seek. What the heck is that? See, that's not really competition there. Hopefully that's not your ad. And then here's one where it's just a weight loss ad, has nothing to do with low glycemic recipes. Here's one, low glycemic recipes, and it's just a link to Amazon.com, so that's really not crap for competition. Low glycemic foods, but it's a weight loss thing. Here's free diabetic recipes. Find and share diabetic and low-carb recipes. Fun, easy, and free. Okay, that's not someone giving you recipes. That's just like a recipe exchange. And then here's another ad that really has nothing to do with low glycemic recipes. So my point on this is on the right-hand side, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ads. That means if you're ad number 6, Mari, do you know what you're going to pay per click?
I have no idea at this
time.
Well,
I will tell you. If you're the next ad here, Mari, you're going to pay whatever Google gives you as your minimum cost per click, which is going to probably be a nickel. So in other words, you can get traffic to your website right now, beginning today, for probably a nickel a click.
Let me ask you, can you have too many modes of payment? The reason I ask is we have AuthorizedNet. We have PayPal.
All right.
I don't have ClickBank, even though I have an account with ClickBank. We don't have that up. We are working with a different membership site software, which we found out only works with PayPal. Yeah, you get
right.
What you pay for, right? And so we're going to have PayPal, and I'm going to have AuthorizedNet for everybody else.
Sorry, but I might go with a member because you don't have those issues with a member.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $100. But if you want to go with a membership site software, there's no problems with a member. I use a member, and we like it, so there's no issues on it.
Yeah, right.
Is it compatible with WordPress?
Is it compatible with WordPress?
PayPal?
The A member.
Oh, A member. Yes, there is there are WordPress plugins for A member, and it works great. But really, to be honest, Maury, follow me on this logic. We don't even use the WordPress plugin, and let me explain why. In my opinion, you don't even need it. So here's what a member does. A member requires people to have a password to log in. You follow me?
Yes.
So now they log in. I can put whatever content I want in whatever folder I want and give them access to it once they've logged in. So once they log in, I just got my WordPress blog there in a folder or whatever, and they click on the link, and there it is. There's the WordPress blog, right?
Sure.
I don't need any more password protection because it's already password protected. To log into a member, they had to have a password. So, in other words, it's the easiest thing in the world to use with a member because you just install it. You do the little 5 or 10 minute install, and you're ready to go. No big deal at all.
Okay. I'll stop monopolizing you, but one more quick question. Have you ever heard...
No, you're not monopolizing me. We don't have a lot of people on the call, Maury, so everybody's going to benefit from this, so don't worry about it.
Have you ever heard of trial pay?
Have not heard of trial pay.
Chris, my son here is on the call. I'm going to get him, because of my voice, I'm going to get him to explain what trial pay is.
That's fine, Maury.
He's succinct.
All right.
Okay. Hi. Basically, trial pay, if you go to trialpay.com, it'll explain to you exactly what it is. But it basically allows people to sell a product, but if a person doesn't have the money or they don't want to pay for the product using their credit or debit card, they can click on an offer through trial pay, complete the offer, and then trial pay will basically communicate that information to the website or the vendor. Letting them know that the trial pay offer has been completed, and then the vendor can then give that customer their ebook or whatever their product is essentially for free.
Okay.
And then trial pay pays the vendor or the website owner for each offer that's completed, and of course the payments are kind of on a commission basis.
All right.
So my question about that is, can you have too many ways to buy the product? Here I might have AuthorizedNet, PayPal, ClickBank, and now this trial pay. Is that one or two too many?
Well, you can split test them, but I will tell you from what we haven't split tested that, Maury, but I can just tell you what I've heard from other people's tests. Is that the more ways that you offer people to pay and the easier you make it for them to give you money, the better.
That's logical.
So, you know, pretty much it is, Maury. And, again, everything's subject to a split test. But here's the thing. It's like basically the question you're asking me is, if we make it easier and simpler for people to give us money however they want to give us the money, are we going to make more sales? Well, probably.
All right.
So I'm pretty much for, taking money any way people want to give it to me. You know, it all spends the same.
Yeah, well, this trial pay, they actually get my product free, but they have opted in to get information.
Yeah, I understand. Now, my issue on that, or what I would probably do with it, Maury, is I wouldn't make that on the primary order form personally. And the reason is because that's not my first choice for how I want to take people's money. What I would do is I would either put that on like an exit pop only if they've decided not to order on the page, and I would make that offer on the exit, or I might send out that payment option, in a follow-up email, new payment option, don't pay me anything up front or something like that. But I really want the money up front if I can get it, and there might be an issue if you put it on the primary order form where then people are deferring paying you instead of paying you right away, and, we'd a lot rather get their money now than we would get it later.
Right. Okay, that pop-up on the exit is a great idea.
Yeah, you can do it on the exit, or you can do it in a follow-up email.
Okay. I'm finished. Let's hear some more. Meet more people.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's take some other questions, Maury, and then if you think of some more things you want to ask me, I'll come back to you. Who else here has a question or a stuck point that I can attempt to help you with today?
Yes, this is Sean Michael Brown from Missouri.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing? Since we're on the topic
Good.
Of the membership site, I was just wondering...
Sean, can you speak up louder or hold the phone closer to your mouth? I'm having a real problem hearing your question.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah, I was wondering with the continuity doing the membership sites and you're trying to get the affiliates to promote it, is it better to give the 100% commission off of the... off the front end, or what's your take on that?
Oh, on the force continuity? Well, what I see people doing, Sean, in our market, in internet marketing market, which is the market I know best, is they're paying commissions up front on the upfront product, and they're paying recurring commissions on the continuity or the back end. Typically 40% on the continuity, possibly 50, a lot of times 40 on the continuity. But then they're also paying an upfront commission. Of course, this is internet within internet marketing, and it's enormously competitive. You know what I'm saying? There are other markets where you wouldn't have to give so much away.
Well, would you suggest if you were, like, let's say if you were promoting it, the continuity site through ClickBank or whatever, on that initial, like, let's say your monthly membership
is $37.
Yeah,
I understand the question. It depends on the competition for affiliates, Sean. I would look and see what are the competitors doing, and I would at least be as good as the competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are your competitors paying out? What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know that, then you need to go research it, and you got to be at least as good as the competition.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I was just a little bit, you know, stuck at the point because I see some people giving on the initial
sign-up. Yeah, it doesn't matter what other people in other markets do. The only thing that matters is what people in your market are doing. Now, let me throw out a scenario to you, Sean. Let's say that nobody is paying out anything on a continuity offer in your target audience. Then, you know, if you're paying out 25% and nobody else is paying out anything, you're looking good.
Right.
But let's say that everybody else is paying out 40%, then pretty much you got to pay out 40%.
Right. Okay.
You with me on that?
Yeah, I got you.
Cool. Well, good luck on that continuity, Sean. If you have any other questions on it or I can be helping in any other way, feel free to ask.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Who else has a question or a comment today? Some way I can help you get unstuck, something I can help you get going on.
Just a quick question regarding the last one. How do you find out what your competition is paying as far as in their affiliate program?
You join their affiliate program.
Okay, that's the simplest way. Okay, thank you.
Sure. Who else has a question or a comment today that I can help you with? There are no bad questions or wrong questions. Guys, don't be shy. Gals, don't be shy. Feel free to ask whatever. I just want you unstuck. I want you going on this thing. I want you moving on this thing. I don't want you just sitting there stuck on something forever.
I've got a question.
Hi, this is Evangeline.
Okay, we'll take the lady first, and then we'll take the gentleman. Go ahead, ma'am. What's your question today?
I am having a little problem understanding the FTP upload and how to I uploaded it, but I don't know how to find it on my browser. I already have a website which I created on Site Creator Plus, but I'm trying to do something where I can upload web pages, and I don't understand hosting and serving servers, and I try to do a file transfer protocol, and I thought I had transferred it, but I can't find it. I can't figure out how to
transfer.
Maybe I'm not putting the right directories. I don't understand.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you verbally how to do this, but let me say this. If you have my promo dashboard product, I believe it's row number 2, icon number 6, the last icon on row number 2, We have a video.
I followed all that. Once you say, now you've uploaded it, I don't know how to find it on the browser.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. You will typically FTP it into, now, different servers are different, but let me think. On our servers, there are typically two things. One is called the www, or sometimes it's HTML docs. So
okay,
let's
the one
the
on
www.
Mine is, okay, it's a public-html on
What was the name of it again?
It's a public-html.
All right, now.
HTML.
Yeah. Once you upload it, you should be able to double-click on the public docs HTML, and you should see the file that you just uploaded right there.
I see it there. Then how
you
do I get it to show up on the
on the web?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what did you name the document that you uploaded? What is the title of the page?
Does it have my extension of the domain name? I said index.html, and I assumed
okay, so you uploaded an index.html. Is that correct?
Yes. One is
all right, so you uploaded
HTML,
an index.html, and what is your domain name, ma'am?
.html.
I'm sorry, say that again?
My first page is index.html, and then the articles are dogdiets.html.
All right. Now,
and
what is the name of the domain?
Do I add my domain name in front of that? Or?
No, you do not. What is the name of your domain?
EvangelineSamuel.com.
I did not understand that because our connection is
Evangeline
not open.
Samuel,
that
that's my name, EvangelineSamuel.com.
Okay, EvangelineE?
Yes, S-A-M-U-E-L.
What's the last part of Angeline?
Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L.
EvangelineSamuel.com. All right, Evangeline. All right. I do see that you've uploaded a couple things here, so let me take a look at this for you.
How did you find it already?
All right. So here's what I did, Evangeline. What you do is in your web browser, do you use Firefox? Or
yes.
American Online?
Firefox.
Firefox. All right. So you're going to go to www.evangelinesamuel.com.
Mm-hmm.
When you go there, you're going to see an index. It'll say index of dog_diet website, and it'll say index files.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you click your dog_diet website, there's going to be your whole little website. Now, the only problem that you have here, Evangeline, is you uploaded your index.html into a folder called dog_diet websites.
Yes.
And is that what you want people to see when they go to EvangelineSamuel.com?
Okay, this is the situation. I am trying to do articles.
All right, well then, here's what I recommend you do. All you need to do to fix this and make it probably work the way you want it is you just go into your FTP and you just select the dog_diet websites folder and you right click on it and you select rename and just rename it as dog.
Okay.
Now you just go to evangelinesamuel.com/dog. And there will be the website.
Okay.
You follow me? Now, if you want everything that you have in dog_diet websites to be what people see when they go to evangelinesamuel.com, you know, with no /dog, then all you do is if you want to do that, then you just take your index.html page and you do not upload it into a folder. You just upload it into the main HTML docs area. Right now you have your index.html inside of dog_diet websites.
Okay.
You see, you would just upload it to the main area, same place where you have the folder dog_diet websites. And then when people go to evangelinesamuel.com, they'll see the index.html page.
Okay.
Think of index.html as kind of being the home page, you know. So.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Well, let me try to make it clear for you.
I'm sorry.
So you have
two
options here. One is you can leave your index.html in the dog folder.
Okay, in the dog folder. Okay.
Yeah, but see, then for people to see it, they have to go to evangelinesamuel.com/dog.
Mm-hmm.
If you rename it as just dog. But if you don't want to /dog and you just, when they go to evangelinesamuel.com, you just want them to see all of those articles and everything, then you're going to actually, you're going to take the index.html and you're going to take it outside of the dog_diet websites and you're just going to stick it in the main folder there. In other words, you don't put it in any folder. You just stick it in the main area.
Okay, because I mean, I really don't care if they don't see the index.html. I mean, that's just the front page, because these are going to be a series of articles that I'm going to be uploading that will be different pages.
Right. Well, what I would recommend that you do, I think, is just change the dog_website's name to just rename it to dog and just send people to evangelinesamuel.com/dog. And for now, I think that'll be that'll.
Okay. I get it. Thank you.
All right, good. Well, good luck to you, Evangeline.
So much.
Who else has a question or a comment I can help you with today?
Okay.
No, I was asking earlier in the A member page, you have like a flash animation that's there that's showing all your different products like a slideshow. How did you go about getting that done?
I don't know what domain, what URL are you on, sir?
Oh, it's A member. I mean, for the A team, I'm sorry, it's A team. When you click that, when the, for the
are
A team members,
A-team.
When you click.
Are you on A-team.com, or, I mean, what? Give me the exact path that you're on, the exact URL you're on.
Oh, okay, let me see. It's like a get your product /A-team. It's for members of the A team. When you go and you get your products, let me see.
All right. Let me see if I can log in here.
It's a cool little flash animation.
Let me see if I can get a password. Hold on. I don't have the right password for it. Give me just a second here.
It's www.getyourproduct.com/18.
No, I have the path. I got to find my password here. Hold on just a second. Let me see. I can probably get it upstairs. Oh, I believe I know what you're talking about. And Danny did that. And if you right-click and look at the source code, does it say, like, SWF or for the source code?
Mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about it's not saying.
You right-click on the slideshow, and then you select
you can view
properties. And what does it say?
It doesn't have the properties. It's just the address to the MarlonSanders.com/evergreen.
Okay, let me see if I can get logged in here, and I can tell you. It's probably a flash slideshow that Danny did. And there are products out there that can do that. Simpler. Danny knows Flash, so he just did it right in Flash. Danny's my graphic designer. There are things out there, though, like if you just go to Google and type in, like, Flash slideshow, there are things that will do it as Flash. I think there's a possibility that the product called GIF Animator will save animated a series of slides like that, of images like that, and there's a chance it might save it as Flash. I'm not sure. I'll see if I can get logged in here and double-check that it's done in Flash. I imagine it is, though, since, you know, he's real comfortable working in Flash. If I do animations, I typically use a little software program called GIF Animator. I'm having a problem getting Internet, actually, right now. I don't know what the issue is here.
Do you know how much you would charge for something like that?
Well, we don't do that. You should, but I mean, you can get someone to do that kind of thing for you off Elance.com or get a freelancer.com,
yeah.
And they'll probably charge you like nothing, like $25 or $50.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But it's not. I mean, that kind of thing is not. If you search around a little bit. What I recommend you do is go to webmasterworld.com, which is a forum for webmasters, and just ask there how they would do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'd probably do. I'm trying to find my GIF Animator program here to see if it has the option of saving it in Flash. Let's see here. EFG. All right. For some reason, I didn't get it to come up right. I don't know what's up with that. Let's see here. Okay. All right. Yeah, I can't. I'm having problems accessing it right now. What I recommend is that you check out a product called GIF Animator or GIF Animation. I believe it's from ULED, ULEAD.com, and I believe it can do that kind of thing. But if you don't want to muck around with it yourself, you can go to Elance or get a freelancer. And honestly, if you have the pictures, somebody will do it for you very cheaply. A service like Flickr, FLICKR.com, they also will do you just upload your photos and they'll give you a slideshow and you just copy the URL and paste it in. It'll do a little Flickr slideshow.
That's a good one, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the lazy way to do it, and it's cheap and easy. There's also one called slide.com that will do something similar like that. But on our thing, I imagine Danny used Flash for it. So.
Okay.
All right, but good question. We're winding down a little bit on time. Who else has a question or a problem today? I'm going to take one more. Who wants to be our wrap-up person today? Hey, don't be shy. Does anybody
okay,
else
I've got
have
one last
I remember
question
when Evangeline...
What are your feelings about having a message board on your website basically get people more involved kind of a community spirit, get people more involved in coming to the website and participating in it?
Well, it can be a good thing. Like Dagan has one that works real well for him, but he has an awful lot of traffic. If you don't have very much traffic, you're not going to have very much activity is the problem with them, and people are going to look at it and go, well, this thing looks like a ghost town. So you got to have quite a bit of traffic for it to be. If you have enough traffic that you feel that you can support it, it's okay. They can also end up being quite a bit of work, you know, meaning that if it's real successful, at some point you have to have moderators and other stuff, and it becomes kind of like a whole little side business. But that's not necessarily bad. It can be a whole little separate profit center, but it can get to be quite a bit of work. I mean, I don't do it because literally on Dagan's, he has to go in there every day and, like, answer people's questions. And it's like, I'm not that ambitious. I just don't like to do routine things like that. But anytime you can go in there and develop some relationships and stuff with people, it's not bad. You know, it's going to increase your business, or it certainly should. Does that help any?
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. All right, everyone, we're going to wrap this up today. We will be doing this again in 2 weeks. I want to encourage all of you to push past your sticking points and to just, you know, keep hanging in there and keep working at it. See if you can get some forward progress. See if you can get some forward movement before our next call. Come back, and if you're still stuck or you're stuck on something else or what I did told you today didn't help you out the way you needed, then come back and we'll work on this again in 2 weeks. So for everyone, I want to say thank you very much for being on this call, and I'll see all of you again in 2 weeks, and we'll be posting this audio in our A-Team area. So thank you, everyone, and have a great 2 weeks, and happy holidays, and I'll see you again. Bye, everyone.